You know what's the best part of being single? For me, yun yung mystery na hindi mo alam kailan mo ma-meet yung the one mo. It could be in the mall, it could be in a coffee shop, it could be at the grocery, or it could be never. Hey, hey, what up? Welcome to Houdini's Kido, the podcast. My name is Ryan, and this is Maoan Spacen's Digital World, my weekly podcast where we talk about anything, things that may or may not matter. I'm so glad you're here. Let's start. Disclaimer lang ha, for today's episode, don't expect to get answers to all of the questions na ibabato natin. Gusto ko lang na i-open yung topic na to habang nasa mood pa ako. And I don't often touch this topic kasi, ewan, madalas nababagot ako. Pero yeah, I just want to chat with you guys and ask your opinion about, sa tingin nyo, what is it that makes a person the one? Ay, kilig topic. Personally, ano yung criteria nyo? What's your ideal person? May general rule ba? Paano mo malalaman pag siya na? Well, I haven't found mine, kaya curious din ako. Iniisip ko, baka andyan lang siya sa tabi-tabi, sa paligid-ligid, puno ng linga. Bahay kubo pala. Napaisip tuloy ako. Kilala ko na kaya siya? Or baka hindi pa kami nag-meet? Pwede rin. I don't know, malay mo, wala pala talaga eh. Sad. Or baka nagwawalis lang, naglalaba, namamalahan siya. Or pwedeng nakatunga nga lang siya, di ba? Or nagki-TikTok, nagbi-business. Pwedeng nag-aaral pa. Anything goes, seriously. I don't know. We don't know. Actually, no one knows. O, edi itigil na natin to, wala pa lang may alam. De, joke lang. Usap tayo. Bala ko sanang mag-invite initially ng friend na settled na and happily married, ganyan. Tipong nanayin or tatayin levels. Kaso, I realized I want this episode to be coming from the perspective of someone clueless. Someone who's still figuring out this specific mystery of life. Still looking, still waiting, still out there. Someone lonesome but not lonely. Diba? Someone like me. And I call this search as a mystery kasi wala naman talagang handbook in finding the perfect one, no? There's not only a single way in this pursuit. Yes, may patterns. Yes, may guides. But I personally believe that everyone's forage or forage. Forage talaga. Forage. Pagkain. Sige, search na lang. Everyone's search for their own the one is unique from person to person. So join me today in finding answers, or pwede rin in asking questions. Question like, what makes someone the one? Sa dinami-dami ng topic na pwede natin pag-usapan ngayon, we really landed with this. And why is that? Well, a little backstory kanina. I was browsing in Netflix. I was looking for some good stuff to watch. And then, after several scrolling, I stumbled upon love stories, one after another. And honestly, alam mo yun, at that time, I was not in the mood of watching romance films, even rom-coms, ganyan. And then, it dawned to me, na more than half of the movies or series I grew up to tackled or has a subplot about finding their true love, diba? Finding the one. From classic fairy tales to modern day rom-coms, their love stories have long perpetuated the idea, diba? Yung stories nila na there's this one single person in the universe who's destined to be your partner habang buhay pa kayo. A romantic soulmate, or whatever you call it. And these movies make it seem easy for people to find their perfect match. when in reality, not everybody gets the chance at love that easily. Hindi ganun kadali. People experience more heartbreaks than kilegs, di ba? 99% ng kakilala ko, magpupunta muna sa ibang tao. Di ba? That's a fact. Mas madali pang maghanap ng gusto mong coffee shop kaysa makahanap ka ng taong gusto mo at gusto ka rin. Yung parehas kayo. Kasi mga brody, mga repa, ito naniniwala ako. It is a matter of timing. It's a matter of readiness. It's a matter of preparedness. It's a matter of seriousness. At ang hirap hanapin nun, sa totoo lang. Do I sound bitter now? Maybe. But I hope not. And I'm not, actually. Hindi talaga. Wait, going back to my point. Netflix, chick flicks, ganyan. So, the question randomly popped up in my head. What makes someone the one? Or what makes a person perfect for you? Sige, let's stay away from the idea of perfect. Pero, what makes a person ideal for you? May criteria ba? May confirmation ba? Ganyan. May sign ba na kailangan mong hingin sa langit na dapat mo munang makita? Or maybe that spark or that butterfly in the stomach thingy that people are talking about? I don't know. So, today's topic is about relationship, and I'm no expert in this matter. I have my own share of failures in this aspect, so definitely not my forte. Kaya, bahala na si Batman, saan naman tayo abutin sa episode na to. But, we probably all agree that the topic about relationships are difficult, and most of the time awkward. It's a tricky business at the best of times, as they say. No? So, out of 7.7 billion people around the globe, mahanap mo kaya yung para sa'yo? Is there really just one person destined for you? Sa mga married couples and settled people there, how sure are you na yung taong pinakasalan mo, the person you agreed to be with in sickness and in health, ay siya talaga yung para sa'yo? Minsan ba nag-doubt kayo? Sorry, I'm just curious. I'm not trying to burst anyone's bubble here. I just want to clear that, you know. Okay, ang dami natin tanong. Daig po natin yung mga module. Sorry, can't help it. Okay, I'm having all these thought bubbles as I talk. So, yung ultimate question natin talaga ay, how do you know when a person is the one? Okay. The only way I know how we can surpass this topic is by talking to people. So, nag-survey tayo ng 100 katao. Family feud. Kidding. But I asked people around me and even watched some interviews in the internet. So, in our search for answers, let's hear what my colleagues say and from various people across the globe. Tapos, i-judge natin. Total doon naman tayo magaling. Mang-judge. Judge natin kung tama ba or kung agree ba tayo sa mga advice nila. And I decided not to tell their names para walang magalit. Okay, before we hear from them, may naisip ako. Kasi madalas ko tong naririnig. Okay, naniniwala ba kayo na yung the one mo kapag nakita mo na siya, mapapansin ng mga tao sa paligid nyo, let's say friends, family, na nagiging magkamukha na daw kayo? I often hear this, di ba? Minsan, di nga lang kamukha eh. Kahugis na din. Aside sa kasama kang tumanda, minsan, nagiging kasama kang tumaba. New story. Pero huwag kayo, it's a good sign daw, di ba? It means, ibig sabihin nun, hiyang daw kayo sa isa't isa. And that is compatibility, people. Okay? Okay. Proceed tayo bago pa ako mabash. And I will mention the top answers that I got in a countdown format. And then discuss natin if we agree to each one of them or not. Okay? Cool. At number 5. Ito, from a peer, a friend of mine, he says, when you found the one, you are each other's Number one, cheerleader. Aw, this is sweet. It's rare actually kasi nowadays, if you guys noticed, karamihan ng mga nasa relationship, lalo na yung mga immature na relationships, feel nila yung partner nila are their property. Diba? They take ownership of the person. Kanino ka lang? Sa'yo lang. Mga linyaan, you know? We hear that madalas. It's a common joke that's around in the internet right now. Pero it reflects the society's backward thinking na pag-aari mo yung partner mo, which shouldn't be and should never be the case. Kasi kahit gaano nyo pa kamahal yung isa't isa, you still are two different people. Diba? Na dapat meron kayong individuality. Yung relationship nyo should not be grounded on control and ownership. It should be built on mutual respect and trust. O diba, napakahalaga ng individuality. You should just be there supporting each other's life dreams. Diba? You don't own her. You don't own that person. And you don't limit her. Instead, you cheer for her. At pag naging successful siya, you'll become his biggest cheerleader. Diba? Kahit na you both have different pursuits, different interests, diba? Yung role mo dapat is ikaw yung ever reliable source ng inspiration and ng support and ng encouragement para sa kanya. And same goes if it's your turn pursuing your dreams, right? Kung gustuhin mo na din naman na yung partner mo would be your number one cheerleader. Okay. Number four. This is from an interview online. I forgot who the couple were, pero I think the one of them is a doctor. And they say, when you found the one, you are in sync. Okay, so, ang sabi, you are in sync in a way that when that connection is there, you both feel seen, you both feel heard, and you both feel valued, and you both feel respected. In a way, I agree. But not totally. And please hear me out. Kasi, in sync paano? I will agree na dapat in sync kayo ng partner mo in many ways. Na you help each other, di ba? You read each other's thoughts and emotions. Kasi kilala nyo na yung isa't isa. You just know when your partner is mad, di ba? O nagtatampo. Kabisado mo na eh. Yung body language niya. And in that essence of being in sync, yes. Tsaka, you will being in sync in the big aspects of your life. Like, religious beliefs. Ayan. The way of raising your kids. Your retirement plan. Those big stuff, big yes din yan. Pero, hanggang dun lang. You should be able to read the room, period. Kasi, kung pati ba naman sa small details, in sync kayo, yung tipong naka-align kayo sa lahat ng bagay, even the smallest of things that make you, you? I don't like the thought. Kasi I'm still me, you're still you. Diba? Go back to our entry number 5, individuality. You support each other, but you don't need to be in sync to the point na kailangan may baguhin sa isa sa inyo. Mutual respect, pwede. But being totally detailed, level in sync, I disagree, man. I disagree. Okay, number 3, again, from an old friend, sabi niya, when you found the one, that person works through the conflict with you. Oh, okay. Eto mahalaga to. I think one of the non-negotiables, yung willing ayusin yung mga bagay. Yung hindi natatakot na ayusin yung dapat ayusin, kung gaano ka, kahit gaano ka pa non-confrontational na tao. Kasi if you constantly find yourself having to apologize to your partner at ikaw lang yung gumagawa lagi ng paraan para magkaayos kayo, don't stay, di ba? Don't be somewhat stupid. You don't have to put your needs aside all the time. Don't be blinded kahit na sinasabing love is blind. Di ba? To invalidate your feelings just to accommodate his or her emotion, ang martir mo naman masyado. Diba? It should be give and take. you both need to work on the reconciliation at hindi lang ikaw. Kasi that will only continue and even get worse as the relationship goes on. At kahit na hindi ganun ka-okay yung initial na solutions nyo, for me, basta willing ayusin, willing baguhin, willing to meet halfway. Well, that's a good start. That's a good sign. Even if you don't have the best resolution skills or the best talking skills, at least, diba, you both try to improving yourselves for the both of you. And if that person threatens to end your relationship or shut you out when an argument comes up, I don't think that's the one, bro. Okay, we're down to our last two, but before we proceed, a quick shout out to Chimi Zabarte. If you guys are from Fairview, Quezon City, Nova Liches, or Caloocan, North Caloocan area, visit Chimi Zabarte. They offer yogurt drinks blended to perfection that's not too sour, so perfect sa panlasang Pinoy. I've tried it and it was really good. So they also offer a variety of milk tea and fruit teas. So visit them at the Level 2 Hobart Commercial Center at Zabarte Road, Nova Liches, Quezon City. Also available in long distance delivery via Foodpanda and GrabFood. Visit their Facebook or Instagram page. Again, thank you, Chimi Zabarte. Okay, going back. Gulat kayo, no? Okay, at tower number 2 spot on our list, galing to sa mentor ko. So, nung tinanong ko siya, what makes someone the one? He said, when you found the one, you want everyone in your life to meet them. Wow, may pa-meet the parents. Usually yung ganito, this happens when you think you've spent enough time with the person na you want the important people in your life to know, diba? At hindi lahat umaabot dito. It takes a certain amount of confidence for you to call your friends and family. Syempre, ayaw mong kada may bago ka. You'll have to introduce her to your parents, diba? You'll have her introduced to your friends. Ganyan. Aba, nobody will take you seriously, dude. And did you know that in a 2014 study also, they found out that since those around us can have such an impact on our lives, especially on our love lives, it's a common na you want them to be involved in, na gusto mong makilala nila yung partner mo. And it happens pag sure ka na sa taong yun, diba? So, I agree with this one. It's highly likely you found the one when you want everyone in your life to meet them. Okay, and at the top, what makes someone the one is from a very close friend, someone I look up to, at madalas kong hinga ng advice. So this person said, when you found the one, you both become relationship-oriented person. This is one of the basics, dude. Totally agree. And I will consider this kapag nagko-consider na ako. Alam mo yung hindi na kayo naglalaro. You're both way past that era of exploring, of trial and error, of testing the waters. Diba? You kind of know when you want to settle. At paano ko nalaman yun? Kasi alam kong hindi ko pa priority yun. And it also comes with having it as a life priority and your maturity then. So, this should be an obvious sign, right? But in modern dating, it is often not. Kasi, hindi sa pinapangunahan mo, pero andun na kayo sa tayo na hanggang dulo or till death do us part na personal vow sa relationship nyo, diba? And I'm not even talking about how long you've been together. We know a lot of stories, celebrities, even our own circle of friends na coming from a long-term relationship, 4-5 year relationship, tapos nag-break, and then the guy or the girl, let's say, meets someone new. And in a matter of months, they're engaged. Afterwards, they marry. Then, that happens. Kasi yung the one mo will never be someone who is unsure of you. Diba? Yung the one mo will always be someone who is set on you too. di ba? Unrequited love is not in the picture kasi when trust has been huge and secured in a relationship, at sure ka na, then that won't change. Di ba? It's time. You both know it's time. And yes, trust is a big word. And the one will be someone who can trust you and who you can trust too. So, I love this. Kasi when you trust someone, you can see that person's flaws, aware ka dun, ina-acknowledge mo yun, at tanggap mo yun. Diba? You can tolerate that person. Same goes with you. Tanggap nyo yung differences nyo, yung weakness ng isa't isa. At gusto ko lang linawin ha, there's a difference between straight up ignoring someone's shortcomings dahil lang nagbubulag-bulagan ka from seeing their flaws and loving them anyway. Magkaiba yun. Kasi you never want to ignore things that could be red flags. In that sense, parehas kayong naging relationship-oriented person. So, don't let it go, man. Diba? When the time comes. Okay? Okay. So, 4 out of 5 statements that we gathered, I agree. Let me know your thoughts. If parehas tayo ng sentiments at ng judgment. Whoa, oh, okay. This topic has been unexpectedly fun. And you see, the process of figuring out if someone is the one is 100 times easier kapag alam mong gusto mo, gusto niya, at ready na kayong pumasok dalawa sa relationship. Diba? Way before you start venturing out there. And of course, at the core, a relationship is supposed to help you learn and grow. Dapat hindi pa urong. So, naturally, you adapt and you evolve slowly based on what they bring out in you. In short, may influence at may impact yung magiging partner mo sa'yo. Hopefully, for the better. Sige. I wanna give you my personal answer to our question. Ito ha. I'm not sure. I might be wrong. Pero, according to me, wow. According to Hedonist Kiddo, what makes someone the one, for me, ulitin ko lang, is that I know that the one will give as much as they take. Okay? I know and I'm even more certain that relationships aren't built 100% equal. Like, 100% all the time. But when you find the one, when you found the one, you'll know. And not because you get some magical feeling. I don't entirely subscribe to that idea. But because alam mo yung they'll make an equal effort to understand your fears, to understand your love languages, to understand your priorities and your needs. Just you. And hindi siya nagde-demand tayo or what, but they won't stop at anything short of making sure na alam mo ikaw din yung the one nila. It's mutual. To your partner, you're the one, and to you, that person is the one. Now, it's time for you to answer the question, what makes someone the one? Okay, if you like this episode, please leave a rating on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Google Podcasts. And if you have any topic suggestions, hit me up on Instagram at HedonistKiddo. Let's talk things in this podcast, you and me. This is Ryan, and I'll talk to you soon. Ciao! Peace out.